Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Krisos Daf Chaf, Krisos 20. And today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara cites a Braisa which says, Hachote Gecholim, that one who shovels coals on Shabbos, meaning to say they take a pile of coals and they move them around on the Shabbos, Chayav Chatas, a person under these circumstances is going to be liable for a sin offering. And the reason is, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Rabbi Tzadik says, actually you're liable not for one Chatas, but for two, Chayav Shtayim. And what's the reason why he says you're liable for two? Mipnei Shu Mechabe Es HaElyona, and the reason is because he's extinguishing the top layer of the coals when he places them in the vessel, and he places other coals on top of them. And the second chatos is v'mavir es haTachtonos, but he's also inflaming the lower ones because he's taking. The reason is when he takes the upper ones and he places them on and he places them in connection with the lower ones, then he's making the lower ones inflamed. So the Gemara says, well, what are we talking about in this scenario? B'mayaskinan, let's say his intent was to extinguish and to inflame. My time and demand the potter. Why does the Tanakama say there's only one sin offering? So the lokom mekavin lahavir, and if he did not intend at all to inflame them, my time and demand mechayev tarti. What's the reason why Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says actually you're liable for two, if his intent was not to inflame them? And we already said you need to have the intent in order to be liable for the sin offering. So the Gemara says the reason is Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Chanina, Damri Travayo, Kigon Cheneskavin Lachabos Asal Yonos. Actually, his intent was to extinguish the upper ones, and so therefore he was blowing upon the upper ones and to extinguish them, and so therefore he didn't need to inflame the lower ones. However, the only reason why he needed to inflame the lower ones was Kidela Havir as HaTachtonos, and the only reason why he was doing this, even though he was inflaming the lower ones, he was only doing it in order to extinguish the upper ones. So therefore, he really didn't intend to inflame the lower ones. He just was doing it for the purpose of extinguishing the upper ones. And so the Gemara, the Tanakama Saver Mekalkel Bavar, the Tanakama is of the position that just like any time you destroy something on Shabbos, it's going to be exempt, as the Gemara on Shabbos explains, because it's not Molechas Machshavas, it's not calculated work. So to under these circumstances where you inflame the lower ones, but your intent was not to inflame them really, but to destroy the upper ones, to extinguish the upper ones, therefore you're going to be exempt. Whereas Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik says, actually you're liable because your intent really was to inflame the lower ones, even though your ultimate intent was to extinguish the upper ones. And so therefore, indeed, that is the dispute. And Rabbi Yochanan says, Ad kan lo niskalta taima shalocha zu. Rabbi Yochanan says, up until now, I didn't understand that this braisa was talking about a situation of a nafach, of a blacksmith who basically needs the coals to be extinguished in order to inflame the upper ones. And so therefore, that's how Rabbi Yochanan explains it. I didn't understand it until this teaching of Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Tzadok. And in this context, the Gemara will bring another explanation. Ami bar Avin, Rav Chananya bar Avin, they explain the braisa as follows. Amri Travayo, how do they explain it? That they say it's referring to the case where you intend to extinguish and to inflame, to extinguish the upper ones and to inflame the lower ones. The Tanakama is of the position that you're liable once, because several krebiosi de amar havaro laviot says. Now, when it says in the Torah, lo sevaro eish b'chol moshe v'seichem b'yom haShabbos, none of the other prohibited activities are written explicitly in the Torah, but kindling is explicitly prohibited. So the Tanakama is of the position, why is havara explicitly written in the Torah as the only one? It's to teach us lelav, that is to teach us a prohibition that even though it already says losasa kol moloch, and burning and making a fire is included in that, why does it say it? To tell us that whoever violates it is not going to be liable for kares, but they're only going to be liable for a prohibition. And so therefore, the Tanakama is going to be in the position that you're only going to bring a carbon for the kindling. Whereas Rabbi Elazar ben Tzadik's of the opinion, kasarvalach Rabbi Nosson, the amar havaro l'chalak yatzeis, that when it says in the Torah, losavaro eish, by itself, even though it's included in every other moloch, it's to teach us that if you did it with one forgetting, with all other malachos, that we're going to say under these circumstances that you're going to be liable for itself, for Havara, and so therefore you're going to be liable for two prohibitions, one for the other carbon of extinguishing and one for the Havara of inflaming. That Havara, you bring your own carbon for it. And so we see from here that there's a position, that there's a dispute in the Gemara and Shabbos, is Havara l'lav yotzeis or is Havara l'chalak yotzeis? So this idea of lo sevar o'esh b'chom lo shvo sechem, why is that explicitly mentioned with respect to Shabbos, has lent itself to drush, to homilies, that the Divrei Yisrael writes that with respect to haughtiness, that Rav is of the opinion that a Talmud Chacham needs to have one-eighth of haughtiness. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok says we should have none of it. So in this context of Lo Sevaro Eish, so the Divrei Yisrael says this is a warning for us not to be haughty. Rashi explains that when it says Havaro Av Yotzeis, it means that means to say you should have none of it. And this is like Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, Ominev Lomuktasa, you shouldn't have any of it. Whereas of the position that it's Lechalak Yotzeis, no, you need a little bit of haughtiness in your life, a little bit of self-confidence or self arrogance, so to speak, one eighth is necessary in order to accomplish things. So that's the dispute between what does it mean, lav yotzeis or lechalak yotzeis.